Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, thank you for joining us. What a pleasure to have you tune in.
Oh, come on.
No? You don't like my welcome?
I can't start.
You know,
being
other
nice
shows, they go around the room and introduce every single player. No?
Yeah, that's, and
let's do that.
No, and I, you know what? That's when I tune out and go listen to something else. I don't need
and what we had for dinner last night, yeah, and what we watched on TV.
How's your day going, Deborah Mark?
Oh, it's just dandy. How's yours, Ken?
No complaints.
Oh, that's
so good. I don't
so
have
good
to sit here and take this.
I have the best job in the world.
Oh, me too. I get to work with you guys every day. Wow.
Did you see that avocado story?
Oh, yeah. That's coming up at 3:30.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you're putting it in your news.
I am. Yes, I'm very excited. It's a story that Jennifer Jones Lee actually did, and I can't wait for John to hear it.
It's vegan propaganda.
I mean, we made fun of her for a while over the avocados, and then, of course, there was the ban on the imports by the U.S. and Mexico. If you eat avocado, it can help you prevent a heart attack.
Yep.
A stroke.
We had dinner with a friend of ours who outdoes you on avocados. She carries avocados to every restaurant she goes to. In case they're not available. And she adds them to the order.
But wait a minute. You have to kind of slice them up and you have to kind of remove them from the inside of
You do that at the table.
She does that at the table. She already had the slices with her.
I don't know
whatever.
If she has the slices with her. She brings them to the table. But yeah, I saw something she had. Maybe they were pre-sliced.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. Well, I haven't actually had a problem with avocados, though, at restaurants.
Because you just go to vegan.
That's true. Every place I go, they're...
If you go to a normal restaurant, they don't have it.
Oh, normal restaurants have avocados. Give me a break. You're one of the few people I know that doesn't like an avocado.
All my burger places don't carry them.
And I'm sure an avocado on a burger would be amazing. It is on vegan burgers.
Do they have avocados on In-N-Out burgers? No.
I'm sure you can ask.
No, but there are places that put them on burgers. Yeah.
That's not a place I go.
I even put them on my pizza.
You can't get an avocado at In-N-Out.
Okay, no. Fine, Eric.
No, you cannot.
No. And if they start
In-N-Out
doing that,
keeps it very basic. Then, chicken sandwich.
They've lost
nothing.
Me. They've lost me if they do that.
Why? You just could say you don't want it
no.
if they ever decided to
no,
do it.
No, I'm just letting. I'm boycotting. I'm boycotting any fast food chain that starts putting avocados on burgers.
But did she include in her report, Deborah Mark, that the real benefit is that when you eat it in place of butter, cheese, or processed meats?
I don't know. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet.
It's just, you know, you can still get benefit, but if you particularly use it, like you put the slab of avocado on your sandwich instead of a slab of butter, that's where you probably would get the most benefit.
Of, what do you get out of these benefits? I don't understand. What is the benefit?
You don't have a heart attack.
It does reduce the risk by 21%, according to this big study. Yeah.
So?
You want a heart attack?
Well, yes.
I mean, what?
No, it doesn't mean you're...
It's the answer of every moron.
It doesn't mean you're getting a heart attack.
Well,
it lowers your risk. It's a tiny... Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do something that would lower your risk?
The risk of a heart attack for most people is pretty low to begin with.
What? No, it's not.
Sure.
Lots of people have heart attacks.
But most people don't die of heart attacks.
Most people don't. He's right, though, yeah. There's a billion ways to die, so... You could really slice up this
heart
apple
disease
all day.
I know.
How I'm throwing myself in front of a bus after the show.
Yeah, she's right, though. Heart disease overall is the biggest killer. Yeah.
You don't want to live much past 85 anyway.
Yeah, but John's right. Eventually, no matter if you live long enough, something's wearing out. Everything's wearing out. So
I know, but we're still young. We might as well, while we're still young and healthy, we might as well do what we can to stay healthy for a little while.
Yeah, the only thing I like about the avocado is the texture. It's kind of like greasy and slippery and weird, but it tastes okay. So.
Well, you have to spice it up. It might make it better. You don't taste that.
See, there's always an adjustment texture. You have to make because it really isn't that good and tasty.
I eat it plain. I'm just giving Ken an alternative view.
I've noticed this. My wife tells me this too. You know, she tries to get me to eat vegetables. She goes, "Well, you know, if you load it up with cheese." I go, why don't I just eat the cheese?
Yeah, that kind of defeats
it. Cheese makes it taste better. Well, sure. So take away the broccoli.
You're a lost cause. You really are.
All right. This story from the El Segundo Times is by it's a great name, Utility Journalism Senior Editor. Utility Journalism?
What does that mean?
His name is John Healy. Oh, you want it explained?
No.
Okay. Let me just scroll. Will you just ask, what does that mean?
Go ahead, explain it.
Okay. The utility journalism team tries to help readers solve problems, answer questions, and make big decisions about life in and around L.A.
Sure. If I have a big problem, I'm going to go to the L.A. Times woke hole pack.
The utility team.
To help me solve my problem. Right.
So L.A. County is now accepting applications for, of course... the $1,000 a month guaranteed income program. It's the county's version. They're rolling it out for the first time. You'll get it for 3 years, no strings attached. There are 10 million people in LA County, but only 1,000 are going to be in this pilot program. How many do you think will apply? Interesting question. Of course, to apply, you have to meet all sorts of economic parameters. There's a host of requirements. You have to be at least 18. Now, I like this part. Your neighborhood. Oh, sorry, John. You have to live in an LA County neighborhood with an area median household income no higher than the county's itself. And if you look at the map, I don't think the West Side's on the...
Yeah, well, that's okay. I don't believe in taking other people's money to live on. That's against my philosophy of life. But sure, all the people who think it's cool... to take money from the workers, go right ahead. Fill out your application.
You have to show that you suffered financial harm from the pandemic. Well, how do you do that? Well, like lost a job, or your income got chopped, or you had higher child care costs.
What? There's 11 million job openings. That's no longer an excuse.
You're not taking part in any other public guaranteed income program. There's one in West Hollywood, and the city of L.A. has one.
That's good.
So there could be some people trying to double count.
Oh, sure. How much fraud do you think there's going to be in this?
Good question. I don't know. You know what? Only $1,000 a month may not be big enough for the fraudsters to tap.
I mean, unless they
compared to the pandemic money they got.
Unless you do multiple applications. You know, do one of those.
Identify as 50 people,
do
right?
Do a bot 50,000
a month. Yeah. Do you think you can get 50 applications that are qualified of 1,000 people? Because that's not a lot. Not a lot of people are going to qualify for the program. It's going to take 6 to 8 weeks before they select the people. The monthly grants will start in the summer. But here's the thing that I found kind of a little unique about this. Apparently, they're going to ask you a bunch of questions. They want to measure the program, the researchers do. So some of the questions might appear to be a little invasive. They're going to ask you about your physical and mental health. Now, this won't affect if you're selected for the program. They're just to help researchers assess how people are doing before the program begins. In other words, like if you suffer from depression and then a year from now you're in the program, you get that $1,000 a month and suddenly I'm good now. They want to know that because that'll show that the program is...
Well, that doesn't do anything. People are depressed because they have chemical imbalances.
Well, maybe they're depressed because they have a hardship. They have no money. And that's depressing them, financial stress.
So they're going to get the equivalent of about $30 a day, and that's...
Could make a big difference. I don't know.
No. That makes no sense.
The big benefit of this program, you can use the money any way you want. It's not like food stamps that you have to use to buy stuff at the store.
You know what they have found? They're talking about some kind of stimulus check or gas rebate check from the federal government. And yes. I was reading an economic analysis of this, and they have found that when you hand out these one-time checks, people don't pay off their debts, and they don't put it into savings. It's like it's lottery ticket money, and they just spend it on nonsense.
They go to Vegas?
That's what people do. Well, that's what they were doing when those stimulus checks were coming out. Remember I told you my friend worked at a high-end shoe store in Beverly Hills, and a plane load of people from Philadelphia came tumbling in to this store, and they were all drunk on their stimulus checks, and they were buying shoes left and right, the $1,000 kind.
They announced that they were using stimulus money? I mean, how did you know that?
Yeah, because they were talking about it.
They were talking about
it. Yeah, it was like a party bus. They just all tumbled off the bus. They'd come from the airport, and they were going on a wild shopping spree.
See, they did this in Stockton, and up in Stockton, they claim after a year, most people were spending it on essentials like rent and food. They weren't wasting it, though.
Of course they're going to claim that. I don't believe it.
And, of course, you're going to believe that it's just drunk people spending it on shoes. So, because you hate the program. That's kind of how we're going to come out of this.
Because successful people figure out how to earn more money. Like I said, there's 11 million jobs out there. So you can get a job that pays more money. Just you have to go get it. You have to work for it. You have to work over a long period of time. Getting a $1,000 check means you don't really have that character. You don't have that drive.
Yeah. A lot of the jobs, though, it's because people left food and retail. They're not high-paying jobs. So you're not going to move much up the ladder. That's the bulk of the jobs available.
You can get up to assistant manager. And you can get up to manager. Those companies promote quickly. I'm telling you, if you put me into a burger joint, I'd end up being in management in 6 months.
No, not you. You can't work with people. No. You hate people.
What? You want ketchup on your burger? Are you crazy?
Do you realize if you're a manager of like a little hamburger place, like In-N-Out's a big franchise, all the reporting and record keeping you have to do?
I'm not saying I would enjoy it. But I'm saying I wouldn't be sitting there. I wouldn't be sitting there shaking the fry basket.
You have no patience for anything but jabbering and talking.
You're missing the point.
It's not really.
You
put yourself in the picture, so I'm analyzing it.
No, that's what I would do, though, in order to make more money.
You just bragged that you'd get a big promotion in no time.
Yes, I would.
No way.
No, because I could fake it for long enough. I did all kinds of stupid jobs. I did lots of stupid jobs when I didn't have money.
What, the candy stand?
The candy stand was one. I was assistant manager at a cookie store. For 3 months. I'd get up at 5
They were damn
in the
good cookies.
Yeah. I messed up the recipe occasionally.
Oh, you had to bake the cookies?
Yeah. I had to get up at 5 in the morning. No. Uh-huh. I baked the cookies, mixed them in this gigantic metal mixing bowl, threw big slabs of butter in there.
Oh, wow.
Just sometimes they came out flat.
People looked at him like, what the hell?
No, they made me assistant manager. I can do that stuff. I don't like it, but I can do it.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, Deborah, stop laughing.
Sorry, I can't do the news now.
John's cookies.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It was Grandma Gebhardt's cookies.
Oh, that's a nice name. Grandma Gebhardt. Gebhardt.
Hart.
Do we know somebody with that last name?
That was Gearhart.
Oh, Jim Gearhart. Gebhardt. Oh, I went to school with Jonathan Gebhardt.
Okay, well, maybe it was his grandma.
Maybe it was. Well, this is in New Jersey, these cookies? Or
Chicago.
That's right, Chicago. That's right. You were in Chicago for a while.
That's where I had all the weird jobs.
John is insulted that we think it's funny that he had that job. He enjoyed it very much. So I apologize if I heard
John. I thought you hated that job.
Well, it was kind of fun for a while. For a year, I just did weird stuff, and I'd start out kind of enjoying it, and then I would get tired of it.
Yeah, picturing you making cookies is like thinking of an I Love Lucy episode that everything just gets fouled up and...
Oh, I'd be by myself. You know, I'd have to have these huge metal mixing bowls. I had to throw big slabs of butter in. I'd start the mixer. I had to do a lot of stuff by hand, then pour out the batter, put it in the oven.
But the batter's pre-made. You didn't make these cookies from scratch by mixing
them. Oh, no. I made them from scratch.
You did? You put on the flour and butter and all the...
Uh-huh. That's why they didn't come out right.
And you never spat in the batter if you were upset about something?
No, I never got upset. I was... I had moved out of my parents' house. I was feeling great.
Yeah, that was a big change.
Yeah.
All right, so here's your yoga pants update. The El Segundo Times, with two reporters, weighed into really a story that Politico had yesterday, that there are now some Democrats who have real questions about whether or not they want to vote for Garcetti's nomination to be the next U.S. ambassador to India. And this is all about the sex harassment, alleged misconduct by this Rick Jacobs, who, by the way, I forgot this. He raised many millions for Garcetti. That's why he was so important to Garcetti. And the other thing I realized today is that there are just a few people that are coming forward. These are the whistleblowers who have been telling anybody in the Senate who will listen that Garcetti's lying. He knew about this behavior. In some cases, he witnessed this behavior. He did nothing about this behavior. The majority, though, are not saying anything because you know why? They've attached themselves to this buffoon. And if Garcetti goes down, they go down. It's bad enough that he's not going to be mayor after this year. That has to end. Term limits. So they need another landing spot in order to glom onto his coattails. And there's no way they're coming forward with the truth about this because they don't want this to end.
And at the time this was going on, he was running for president for about a day and a half.
Yeah, well, I think they realize that's not
going to happen. Right, but they, you know, you never know.
But he'll eventually end up at some political post, and they can still be still get a spot.
Sure.
You notice a lot of the people that have been speaking out are like former spokesholes and former this and former that, because they already got out of that nest.
Right, he crashed and burned. He didn't even get his transportation secretary job. And, you know, the India job is a loser post for him.
Right.
You know, it's not even a consolation prize. It's like, here, all right, yeah, you did raise a lot of money for us. All right, here, go away.
So the new thing that they have is a Garcetti quote. I'm not getting distracted by any of the noise. There's no new allegations here. These are repackaged claims that have been thoroughly investigated by the White House, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and an independent investigation interviewed dozens of people. They cleared me of any wrongdoing. Yeah, we told you yesterday he went to Washington, D.C. to try to meet with senators. You know he's really scared here.
Well, because these are all Democratic senators now. There's at least
three or four that are asking questions.
Okay,
right?
Which means he loses.
There's two Arizona Democrats. There's a Hawaii Democrat. Yeah, he's finding opposition.
This is now Republicans can make a lot of hay with this. They're all going to vote against him because this is a massive hypocrisy case. Running around about Me Too this and Me Too that. Remember what he was doing at the height of the Harvey Weinstein nonsense? He was having special 800 phone numbers you can call in with reports of sexual abuse. He completely grandstanded.
Here's who I'm talking about. I'd never seen this name before. Pushing back this week was Garcetti speechwriter Becca McLaren, who emailed California's two Democratic U.S. senators, Padilla and Feinstein, to say she did not see an instance of sex harassment that Jacobs allegedly committed. I'm going to come forward on behalf of the mayor and Mr. Jacobs because I'm the speechwriter and I want to continue on with this great team.
Well, wait a second. That's not a denial. That's a, I didn't see anything. That's not, it never happened.
She just wants to add her name to the pile of people that claim, I didn't see anything.
What is she, does she want to get on that India trip?
But how about a different question? Did you ever hear anybody talk about it? Was there any rumors and whispers?
All these people are liars.
Maybe you didn't see it. But
they all knew
certainly
about
everyone
it.
Says it was the talk of the office sometimes.
I don't believe her anyway. I don't believe it. If it's the talk of the office, it's the talk of the office. We all live in offices. We know if there's something sketchy going on with someone we work with. It spreads around like crazy.
Oh, this McLaren really poured it on. Referring to the story by Naomi Seligman, that's the woman that really started all this, that she was grabbed and forcibly kissed by Jacobs. McLaren says, the alleged incident described by Ms. Seligman in her testimony would have been shockingly inappropriate and extremely unprofessional. Mm-hmm. I would have noticed such behavior. Well, maybe you weren't in the room when this happened.
Maybe you had your head up Garcetti's...
Yeah, that's what I really think is going on.
Hard to see when your head's there.
I mean, these political people are the worst.
They are.
And they will do anything to stay with the ship that they think is
and they're all
headed somewhere.
They're all pathological liars. That's part of the game. You have to be willing to lie and try to lie convincingly in public. That's part of the game. You're expected to do that. Nobody's allowed to tell the truth. And if you do accidentally tell the truth, you get fired.
Right.
And that's the game they play. And they don't care because they don't have a conscience, most of them.
Well, apparently they're looking into a new angle that Jacobs admitted in a deposition that he called his own aide Chinaman when he worked at City Hall. He says he's now apologized. Garcetti said, I never heard him do that.
Yeah.
And I would have taken action. I would have taken action if any of these things happened.
I would have. He is Mr. I would have.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, here's a good headline. Militia member accused in plot to kidnap the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, tells jurors at his own trial he did not plan to kidnap her. He called the FBI informant, the B word, claims he joined the group to just drink beer, shoot guns, and talk about girls. Didn't know anything about a plot to kidnap the governor. Come on, what are you talking about? I don't know if they have recordings of him, but...
How old's this guy?
He's 26.
26, okay.
Daniel Harris is his name.
Yeah. So that's still within the drink beer, shoot pool, chase girls demographic.
Yeah, I think for men, it'll drift into 30 and beyond.
I thought maybe the guy was like 58.
Oh, no. These were young guys. Remember that story from 2020?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to kidnap the... This will tell you... This is one of our... old favorite El Segundo Times writers. Remember Paloma Esquivel?
Oh, the smear artist. Yeah. She came after us with a fake story years ago. She's a really dishonest reporter.
And here's the problem with just not the reporters, but in this case, we're talking about the school district. This is LA Unified. The headline is nearly half of LA Unified school district students have been chronically absent this year. Half.
Yeah.
They're not showing up, even though we finally reopened the classrooms. Finally, they got rid of the masking nonsense. They're not coming. And the response in this article and from some of the teachers is, as it usually is, let's see if we just can't accommodate them.
There's nothing you can do.
They have broader problems. Lack of access to transportation.
No.
Loss of parents and caregivers to COVID. No, economic upheaval.
No, their parents don't care. We're going to send Kamala Harris to search for the root cause here. You realize the parents, a lot of them, just don't care. Otherwise, there's no way LA Unified would have gotten away with closing schools for a year and a half if the parents cared.
I thought the schools were a good answer to daycare. I thought the parents wanted to get their kids back in the classroom so they didn't have to wonder about who's going to look after them if I have to go to work at their home.
They just read that from the playbook. They don't even notice it doesn't apply here.
Yeah.
That's what they always say. All this transportation issues and there's daycare issues and there aren't any issues. The parents have no interest in their kids' schooling. Everybody got out of the habit of going to school. Kids don't feel like it anymore. And the parents, everybody's moved on. You take away that continuity for a year and a half. And the message was from the LA Teachers Union, you know what? School really doesn't matter. This is kind of a scam. It doesn't matter. You can take a year and a half off.
Yeah, because the LA Unified is one of the most pathetic performing school districts in the country.
They've
It's already been a losing effort. Now they've really just given up.
You can't do this because it ruins the kids' just daily continuity of life. And a lot of life happens because of momentum. You just get up and do the same thing every day. And then when it breaks, that's why so many people have been quitting their jobs. You suddenly have time to think about it and look at it and go, what am I doing? You know, otherwise, a lot of these people would have kept working at their same jobs for years. Same things. A lot of these kids would have kept going to school because that's what you do. And now they realize, well, the teachers didn't care. It must not be important. The people who ran the school district, the superintendent didn't care. The board didn't care. Nobody cares. I'm not going to care. This is all boring to me. I don't need this. And the parents don't care, ultimately, which is why the LA public school system is going to remain in the toilet forever.
So my favorite quote is from a high school English teacher named Gina Gray. Instead of saying, oh, you missed 5 days, here are all of your missed assignments, I try to approach everything as if we're falling forward. There's a great term. We can't do anything about what they've missed, but we can meet them where they are and we can go forward. Wow.
That's a Kamala Harris word sound.
It's also a complete write-off.
Yeah. Well, what
else are
you going to do?
It basically means, if they missed a month of class, I don't care.
Well, what are they going to do if the kids don't show up?
Here's better. We want to celebrate things that can motivate and support students, and perfect attendance is beyond a lot of our control. I don't have perfect attendance. There you go. There's another concession.
Yeah.
No. Let's just give up. That's why they went to pass-fail. That's why they went just move the kid to the next grade. Nobody gets left back. That's why we're graduating a bunch of dumb people.
And you know what happens? In about 25 years, these kids who are not showing up, they're going to be standing on the street in front of whoever replaces Maxine Waters, and they're going to be screaming for their free apartment. They want their Section 8 voucher. Or they're going to be signing up for the free $1,000 a month in income. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, again, because if you don't have education, you don't have the skills necessary to get the better jobs, you're stuck.
Right. But if your parents instilled in you a sense of responsibility and drive, then you're going to go to school no matter what. Even if it's Zoom school, you're going to figure it out. And you're going to find it beneath you to be asking for a $1,000 a month stipend or a free apartment. You just wouldn't consider it. It's like, no, that's okay. I'm going to go to work. The way I went to school, I'm going to go to work. But they've ruined these kids' minds.
And here's another one not to let it off the hook, and that's that damn teachers union. Hetty Chang is with some organization called Attendance Works. They're supposed to try to get kids to go back to the classroom. But the quote here is, well, for numerous reasons during the pandemic, it's been really hard to make sure families feel that school is a healthy and safe place. It's because of the damn teachers union. It's been screaming about not going back in the classroom. And then if we go back, everybody's tested. Everybody's masked. They made all the kids paranoid. They made the parents paranoid.
In Florida, they went back to school in the summer of 2020. A year and 9 months ago, they went back. And they stayed in school ever since. And nothing bad happened. There were no major outbreaks among the kids.
I'd like to see their achievement on standard tests.
Yeah, well, you know what? The kids coming out of the Florida schools, they're going to get to the better colleges. They're going to get better jobs. They're going to make more money. Those kids are not going to be standing in front of Maxine Waters' office demanding a free Section 8 apartment. And they're not going to be signing up for the free $1,000 a month bonus check. They won't. The kids are going to go to school. They're going to get degrees. They're going to get jobs that pay real money.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Another report on Ukrainians coming to our border, the U.S.-Mexico border. That's quite a journey. Alex Stone has the details coming up after 4 o'clock. You know, we go back to 2018. Remember the Turpin family lived out there in lovely Paris?
I can't believe this.
A mother and a father and 13 kids. And, of course, they were abused. They were held prisoner in their home. And eventually the parents were found out and arrested. The story today, and we did cover this late last year when it was breaking news, but I guess there's been court documents and an update on it. But 5 of the Turpin children, remember, some of them were in their 20s. They weren't all kids, were sent to a foster home. And they got abused there. And that's what's hard to believe. Well, you talk about a bad lot in life. Marcelino Olguin age 63 of Paris, is facing 7 counts of committing a lewd and lascivious act on a child. It's alleged that he victimized 2 of the 5 Turpin kids who were placed in his home after they escaped from their parents' home. In 2018, his wife Rosa and their daughter Lenise are also facing charges of fraud and witness intimidation.
What's the daughter up to here?
The daughter's
37.
He supposedly targeted 2 girls, one of whom was under age 14, and would sexually touch them on their buttocks and their upper thighs. He told them, "You're very sexy," recommended that they not wear undershirts. Well, they had beautiful skin. Oh, forcibly kissed them. Sounds like Rick Jacobs.
Oh, Rick Jacobs move, yeah.
And he pulled one of them on top of him.
Hmm. So the daughter was in on this too? Because it said she's also got multiple child abuse charges. And the wife.
Yeah, because they did other things. They are accused of a 5-year-old being force-fed sleeping pills, made to stand in a corner for hours on end. That could be where the women came in. I don't know.
I can't believe a guy who's 63 and a wife is 58, this is the first time they've been abusing foster children.
The thing. They've had foster kids, I imagine, before this, and they need to take another look at those cases.
What is this? Riverside County? San Bernardino County?
Paris. Remember, they were there. They were showing Paris.
Yes, I remember.
I think it is.
Riverside County, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's with Children's Services there?
One of the children was repeatedly imprisoned in his bedroom, cursed at, demeaned, separated from his sisters. They were threatened with never seeing their siblings again if they didn't comply with the Olguin's wishes.
Okay. I got to word this right.
By the way, they had 9 foster children, but I guess 5 of them were Turpins.
Aren't you suspicious, though, of somebody who takes in that many foster children at that age? Don't you wonder what the desire really is?
It's not the goodness of their heart and their love.
No.
Trying to make children.
Because most people, once they've had their kids,
you always believe in the dark side.
Well, because I think humans are basically dark with little scattered points of light.
Don't you see all those wonderful stories where kids talk about their foster parents and how wonderful it changed their life?
Those are the stories they use to sell the concept of foster parents.
See,
sure.
Those are the exceptions.
I don't know. I'm just saying it would strike me odd, 2 people around 60 years old that they want to take care of 9 stranger kids.
But they're famous kids. They were in the news. I mean, the whole world knew about this family.
What do they think? These kids were so traumatized they wouldn't say anything? I think some parents probably get into this. It's like priests.
You think that's a motivation?
That's motivation, yeah. Well, clearly it was for these 2 and the daughter, right? See, when stuff doesn't add up, when I say, whenever I come to a thing where, who would do that? Who would do that? You're like over 60 years old. You really want 9 strange kids running around? Older kids? Why? Why do you feel the need to do that? I would suspect that they're up to no good right off the bat. Like if I was running Riverside Children's Services, if you want a couple of kids because, you know, you're younger, maybe you suffered a tragedy with your own children, you want to still raise children, maybe, but not this. That's too weird. 60-year-olds are tired. They don't want to raise kids anymore. They'll have the grandkids come over for a weekend, but they don't want to go through the struggle of raising kids all over again. That's just not normal.
Here's another story about one of the women. I think it's the daughter. Accused of scratching the top of one of the little girl's hands, and when she was holding a metal coin, moved her hand close to her electric outlet and said, "Hey, you want to get shocked?" It's like they just did this for kicks.
Yeah. They're not much different than the parents.
They encouraged them to fight each other.
Wow.
They called one a filthy a-hole, an emmer effer.
What did this guy do for a living?
Maybe this is it. They got money from the foster care.
It's just a business?
You got 9 kids in the house. And by the way, they're out on bond. They've already been arrested. This isn't a new story. They were arrested last December. But they're out on bond, and I guess we're starting to see It's a Daily Mail special. They got a hold, I guess, of some of the
court
documents.
How incompetent is the Riverside?
They're going to be arraigned next Monday.
How incompetent is Riverside Department of Social Services? I mean, they've got these kids that were internationally famous for the abuse they suffered, and they turned them over to a family that would abuse them further.
That's really
and they
bad.
didn't get a whiff of this.
These Turpin kids are going to get a lot of money.
Yeah, I know, because, but their brains
the
are going to be
gonna have to pay up for this.
Their brains are never going to recover from this.
No.
I mean, who the hell would you trust for the rest of your life?
I know. I mean, you get out of that hellhole with your parents and they throw you into a foster home where three more sick people.
I don't know. There's your government for you. There's their government geniuses.
All right. Coming up next, Alex Stone, ABC News, will join us with an update on what's going on at our southern border. Ukrainians are showing up here to try to get into the country.
John and Ken show. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm. The Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.